I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, good morning. I hope you're having a good Saturday so far. Let me ask you a question. If you had to name mankind's greatest problem, what would you say it is? Some people would say mankind's greatest problem is political and governmental in nature. They think if we could just get the right political and governmental structures and policies in place, that man's greatest problem would be solved. Others might say the greatest problem facing mankind is economic in nature, and if we could rework the distribution of wealth in the world, we could eliminate poverty and suffering, and the world would be a more equitable place for everyone. Certainly, we've heard a lot in recent years about other supposed problems that they call things like systemic racism or climate change. We hear an awful lot about that in the news these days. But all these answers have one common flaw that disqualify them from being mankind's greatest problem, because they all focus only on the here and now. They only address the temporal problems man is facing. They fail to address the eternal spiritual problem that confronts every person born into the world. Well, that's what we're going to be preaching about tomorrow as we continue our series on biblical salvation. We're going to address mankind's greatest problem. In recent weeks, we've talked about the fact that apart from Christ, people are facing the eternal wrath of God. And we've seen that God, because of his holy nature, because of who he is, responds in wrath against sin and against sinners. And we've seen that anyone who dies apart from a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will face the eternal wrath of God in hell. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's what we've been preaching about. But did you know that that's not the worst of the picture, that it gets even worse? Sure, man is sinful, and his sin is a horrible offense to a holy God. But there's one additional complicating factor that brings the true picture of man's greatest problem into clear focus. Now, you might be thinking, how could it get any worse? How could it possibly be any worse than offending God and facing eternal hell? But the problem that mankind is facing, there's one additional thing from the Scripture that we have to take note of to see in clear focus just what a difficult situation, what an impossible situation from man's point of view that man is in. And so we're going to be looking at that in the message tomorrow. I'm going to preach a message titled Dead on Arrival. And we'll use Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 as our text. You may want to take time to just read those verses today and just sort of prepare your heart to receive the message. I know it seems like we're focusing on the dark and the negative side of things right now, but you really can't understand the glory of salvation until you first understand the dark picture of the true condition of a sinner apart from the saving grace of Jesus Christ and his cross. And so that's why we're addressing this first. Someone put it like this: you can't understand the good news until you first understand the bad news. And so we're working our way toward the good news as we continue this series. And by approaching it this way, we'll see more clearly than ever that the grace of God really is amazing grace. And so I do hope you'll come be with us when Grace Baptist Church gathers for worship tomorrow morning. We want to sing praises to his name, and we want to pray and read scripture. And then we want to open his word and worship him by giving our full focus and our full attention to what he has to say to us about biblical salvation. Until then, I want to encourage you to be in prayer. Invite someone to meet you at church tomorrow, and I sure hope to see you and them in the morning.
Lord our God, we pray with all your power. try to preach the